Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website and download our app. Go to the Apple and Google stores and download our app. Or just sit in a chair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio, and take it with you 24/7 wherever you go. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. There are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, questioning our elections, chipping away at our democracy. Devil Radio and the Shah, these are the one broadcasts, the strongest and the clearest, standing up for our democracy. Well, the name of Foxconn is not normally, does not lightly come to my lips. We got swindled. The Republicans committed over $4 billion, put in close to $1 billion in site preparation, throwing people out of their homes. Nothing happened. No, nothing got built. Well, now it turns out, and by the way, taxpayers are on the hook for it. Mount Pleasant and Racine are initially on the hook for it. They do not have the infrastructure. They don't have the tax base to throw off enough money for debt service, even on what they're going to owe. Now it turns out that you are still on the hook for water for Foxconn that never got used, possibly in the tune of a maximum of $95 million by 2035. What happened was, think back, Foxconn said, we're going to make large screen TVs and we need 7 million gallons of water a day out of Lake Michigan. Environmentalists, myself included, strongly oppose that. I don't want to see 7 million gallons sucked out of Lake Michigan every day for a Chinese company who claimed they were going to make large screen TVs, which they never did. And then they were going to discharge 4 million gallons a day back into it, but they didn't have to file an environmental impact statement because of Scott Walker. How do I know what they're discharging back into Lake Michigan? Lake Michigan is an assess pool. Lake Michigan has to be protected. It's connected to the other Great Lakes. This was a very bad thing, a very serious thing. In any event, the gerrymandered legislature and Walker approved this, 7 million. But of course, Foxconn never did anything. They said, no, we're not going to do large screen. We'll do small screen, like for phones. Then they said, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to do coffee makers. Then they said electric cars. Then they said, we are going to be a consulting business and consult to people. They pledged a $100 million gift to the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Strike that, University of Wisconsin-Madison. And they ended up contributing about $700,000, less than 1%. These people are experts, hit and run experts, coming in like this. Walker fell for it, wrote the contract on a napkin. Thought, I'll get some respect. I'm a businessman. He's not a businessman. He's a pigeon. Got thrown out of office. And Mount Pleasant Racine signed all this stuff knowing, you know, we can't possibly pay it. The taxpayers will be on the hook, state taxpayers. There's an old saying that says this. It goes, if I owe my banker $1,000, I'm in his power. If I owe my banker $1 million, he's in my power. And that's true in deals like this. When Mount Pleasant and Racine go, yeah, we're going to be on the hook for billions of dollars, they laugh, they chuckle. They have a beer. Yeah, great, great. Why don't you get a couple of guys sleep under a bridge and say they're liable for $1 billion? Okay, good luck. What happens is that these taxpayers of Wisconsin have to make it up. The taxpayers of Wisconsin are you and me. And I don't like that. You got swindled. Well, here's how this water liability works. The Racine Water Utility had to upgrade its infrastructure to be able to pump 7 million gallons of water to this company, and that was going to be very expensive. It was the largest water project in the history of Wisconsin. So they demanded something in the contract that Mount Pleasant will pay for any shortfall in water sales if that should occur, water sales revenue. Well, when Foxconn didn't use the $7 million and didn't buy it, they had a lot of excess capacity, and they sent a bill to Mount Pleasant. Now, they were able to sell some of the water, which doesn't please me either. I don't like to see Lake Michigan water sold. However, even after what they were able to sell, Mount Pleasant had to pay $591,000 in 2019 and $442,000 in 2020. Under the contract, it could have been up to $2.68 million for those 2 years. They were able at that point, and they did it themselves, to only get nicked for that for about $1 million. Well, they hired a guy, Claude Lois, who's a private consultant to manage the Foxconn project for Mount Pleasant. He's been paid $1.26 million since 2017. He gets $175 an hour. I don't know what staff he has, but somehow it got up since 2017, 4.5 years, to $1.26 million. This is in public taxpayer money. He has no official job description. No official job description. And his time cards do not match up with the calendar being maintained by Mount Pleasant. Do I have to say this again? Republicans cannot be trusted with money. A Republican cannot be trusted with money. You're on the hook for up to $95 million by 2035. Everybody goes, oh, well, they'll be able to sell some of this water. You won't have to pay the whole amount. Great. What do we pay half of it? We only have to pay 47 or 8 million. Boy, are we lucky. For what? For a Chinese company who came in and claimed they were going to do about five things. And I urge right from the start that they be sued for breach of contract and have to pay damages and pay all this. It's easier just to have the state pay it. And who is the state? That would be you. And that would be me. And they hire this guy to be their private consultant. He gets $1.26 million already. Doesn't have an official job description. His time cards don't match up with the calendar of Mount Pleasant. A Republican doesn't care about that. A Republican doesn't care about that. A Republican cares about getting money. And it has to be done and look under the color of law, so they can claim it was, quote, legal. It was, quote, legal. So anybody out there, you think you're Republican or independent, you think you're a businessman, you think you know what you're doing, how much of this are you going to put up with? Go down to Georgia. This is sad. The infection from Florida is starting to spread. You recall that DeSantis has set up an election police force with arrest powers that'll work on tips. And they're going to go to voter lines in minority areas in Miami and elsewhere. And they'll get a, quote, tip, end quote. And then they'll yank somebody out of line. If he resists, they'll beat him up. He'll be charged with the felony of resisting arrest. He'll scare the hell out of the rest of the line. A lot of folks, especially elderly ladies, are not going to want to get in those kind of lines. Well, in Georgia, there's a guy named David Perdue running for governor, and he just endorsed it and said he's going to do that in Georgia, too. That's just right now in the last day or so. David Perdue was in the U.S. Senate, and he was running against Jonathan Ossoff. Jonathan Ossoff beat him, you recall, back in 2020. He beat him. And Perdue initially was sort of a conventional old-line Republican, you know, conservative. You wouldn't trust him as far as he could throw him, but, you know, he wasn't going to go crazy. Well, now he's going crazy. Trump called him up and said, I think you should run against Brian Kemp. Brian Kemp is the incumbent Georgia Republican governor, and he's no good either. The only reason Trump is mad at him is because Brian Kemp voted for Trump, but he said, well, Biden won the election down here. I'm going to certify that election according to law. And because he wouldn't forge over 11,000 votes, remember, Donald Trump called Brad Raffensperger the Secretary of State. You got to find me, what, 11,580 votes. That's all I want. Give me a break. There could be criminal consequences if you don't do it. That was extortion. Well, Kemp didn't go along with it either. So suddenly Kemp is a bad guy, according to Trump, and he's running for re-election. And David Perdue, who's sort of a washed-up utility infielder, a washed-up, broken-down old crow hanging around the ballparks, goes, I need a job. I want to get back in somewhere. I was in the Senate. I got thrown out. I'm going to go for governor and throw out Brian Kemp. But David Perdue's personality, I don't know if you ever saw him debate, but he's kind of weak and lackluster and strange. And he needs a shtick. He needs something, and he needs Trump. He can only suck up to Trump by being extreme. So now he's going, quote, you know, Georgia needs an election police force, just like Florida. We're going to send folks around. We're going to send police officers with weapons to voting places. We're going to operate on tips, drag people out of line if they resist. We're a little rough with them, slap them in front of their families. They fight back. It's a felony. It's a felony. It's resisting arrest. Drag them out of line. They do that. They can't possibly affect the election individually by that, by eliminating those voters. But what they can do is a lot of people look on voting as like going to church. They look on it as something civic and wonderful, part of the body politic. And if you start seeing people abused in line, like they do in Russia, like they do in Belarus, like they do in Africa, in Islamic countries, they don't even have elections, but I mean, what they would do in some place like China or Hong Kong now, it leaves a bad taste and people abandon their democracy. That's the purpose of this. These election police forces have got to be tested in court and constrained. You cannot have them dragging people out of line in minority areas. That's exactly what they want to do. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.